Dalla let herself pause and savor this, the moment before they took their first step together toward their destinies. One she would eventually betray, another she might or might not. More, many more, would be joining them. It was a splendid instant in time.
"This is Admiral Dalla. In a few moments, we will be departing to rendezvous with the next group of loyalists, who, like yourselves, have chosen to follow me and what I represent. I've always been an imperialist at heart. The order, the efficiency, the ceremony and history. Now that we are about to step boldly forward, I will tell you something that will hearten you even more. We are moving forward to claim something that no longer has a challenger. Chief of State Jagged Fell is dead."
"Oh, I rather think not,"
came an all too familiar voice.
"Jaina wouldn't stand for it. That girl really wants her wedding."
Dalla's chest constricted, and for a heartbeat her head swam. She recovered almost at once and gestured for the transmission to be silenced.
"Trace that transmission, now," she snapped.
"Then
open the channel."
"Open," said Bramal.
"Really, Jag? I think she'd look much better in black,"
Dalla said, her eyes on the agitated communications officer frantically and apparently unsuccessfully trying to determine where the hell Jagged Fell was.
"I'm not going to tell her she can't be a blushing bride, and I don't think you are either. Admiral Natasi Dalla, I'm here to order you to stand down, surrender your fleet, and return to Coruscant for trial. There doesn't have to be any loss of life here."
Dalla arched a red brow at the Celestin communications officer, who shook his head miserably.
"Jag," Dalla said, "I see how many vessels I have, and presumably so do you. But apparently you are nowhere to be found. Show yourself, and let's talk like civilized people."
If he was on the Pelion, he wouldn't be able to. It had been reported as having departed the Meridian Sector days before, after the assassination.
"Oh, I don't think I'll show myself quite yet. But I'll send a few friends in, just to assure you I'm quite serious."
Even as he spoke, several bright flashes of light revealed a number of ships suddenly dropping out of hyperspace, and Dalla received her second unpleasant surprise of the day. Star Destroyers. But no ordinary Star Destroyers, such as the nearly 20 she had at her beck and call. No. While these resembled their traditional Imperial counterparts, they were much more elegant, sleek, and needle-like rather than bluntly triangular. Chiss Star Destroyers. The three were not alone. They were accompanied by 9 heavy escort freighters and a dozen Nisys Clawcraft starfighters, their sleek, almost artistic curves belying how deadly they could be. The ball-shaped fuselage of the craft was still recognizable as the TIE fighter it had once been, but now it resembled a sea beast with long, elegant tentacles. They held position, quietly, awaiting orders. And then, suddenly, Dalla understood.
"You're being granted an honor, Admiral. You're the first to behold a secret finally coming to light," said Jagged Fell's voice. "You're looking at the vanguard of the Empire of the Hand."